Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios here. On this episode, we're talking about why MLM is good. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? So, I have a question that came in from one of our viewers, and I'm literally going to be talking about why I think MLM is good, okay? MLM does have the good, the ugly, the bad, you know, just like any other business model out there. So I'm going to take my time through this question and then tell you what I feel about MLM when it comes to, is it good for you? Is it a good business model? Should you drop everything and go after MLM? I'm going to talk about that in this video. So let's dive into the question, shall we? All right. So hey, Ola, I've focused on top tier model in the past 6 months. Okay, so if you don't know what top tier model is, it's a modified version of an online money making model. Like, so in MLM you have multi-level marketing, right? You build a team multiple levels down below you, right? So when I say multiple levels, I mean you refer somebody, that person refers somebody, that person refers somebody, and you can make money. There's some models out there where you can make money from multiple level, indefinite levels down below yourself. And you build a team like that, and you build a team that goes quote unquote like a pyramid, right? So, but a modified version of that is the top tier, and typically a top tier model only has three levels, and you make more money from focusing on your personal production. In MLM, honestly, I believe that the only way to make money is to focus on personal productions too. But sometimes, because they sell so much of the idea that you make money multiple levels, people are focused on building a team as opposed to personal production. And if you've been in MLM long enough, you probably have gone through that training where they tell you to remain in phase one, meaning you should be personally producing. And the best way to motivate your team is for you to be personally producing, right? And you shouldn't have so much time to be trying to wake up a team member. You should, most of your time should be in producing more and more people. And that production, if that person is meant to win in the game, they will catch the fire from being motivated by your personal production. And then you even win multiple ways. But with a top tier business model, is a modified version of MLM where you focus on your production only and you make money, but yes, you get to make money two or three levels below you as well too, you know. And that's that. And but typically it's high ticket, there's high tickets involved. In other words, there are product that goes anywhere from $1,000 to $100,000. So by focusing on your personal production, one payday can mean a lot, okay? And then obviously allows you to keep marketing and keep bringing brand new people in. So that's what top tier model is, okay? So the person says, I focused on top tier model in the past 6 months and it has made a significant difference in my income. So that would make sense why it's made a significant difference. That person will probably have taken focus off of trying to motivate team members to personally learning the skills of marketing and producing themselves, which everyone should be doing anyway, right? I am now at $3,200 in monthly residual. Yeah, congratulations on that. Sadly, I must say I am not a big fan of the traditional MLM, network marketing module. I mean, you can go ahead and say it's my fault for lacking skills. I don't care. Well, yes, I will go ahead and tell you that it's your fault for lacking skills, because at the end of the day, the owners in MLM never told you to not personally produce, right? Yeah, they may focus on one aspect of their marketing message, which is sometimes almost sound like you do nothing, you make money, right? Just build a team. Just bring three people in, and that three people bring three people in, that's nine people. And that three brings another three, that's 27 on your third level. And then it just grows, right? And then residual income. And you and I know that it doesn't work like that, right? So, but yeah, maybe it took you a while to figure that out. So no, I'm not going to tell you you don't lack skills. I'll tell you that sometimes marketing message can be that powerful and take your focus away from the most important thing about business, which is personal production. Your money, like, yeah, you're right. 80% of your income is going to come from other people making money. But how do you get those other people to make money? Is by personally producing and you being the leader and you being the example in your team. Okay. So either you're doing top tier or MLM, same fact remains. Okay. The only difference really fundamentally between the top tier and MLM is that top tier products tends to be high ticket. So you could sell a $50,000 program and go home with $20,000, okay, just from one sale. But typically MLM, you need a lot of sales in the distribution channel to go home with $300,000 a month, which is usually the story you hear, right? But it takes a lot. It takes probably, in my opinion, now my honest opinion, probably take a lot more work, okay? But bottom line is that there's work involved, okay? Either way, there's work involved. But we just want to make sure you're passionate about the work that's involved. That way, the work is no longer work, right? So that's why I always tell people, make sure you pick a product that you're passionate about. I sell marketing training because I'm very passionate about marketing, okay? And that just so happened to be something I'm passionate about. Maybe what you're passionate about is soap. And maybe you joined an MLM where they sell soaps, right? It is what it is. If you're passionate about it, you do a better job at selling it. Does that make sense? All right. So no, so I'm not gonna blame you for lacking skills, but I can point you in the right direction if that's okay with you. All right, so he goes, fact remains that I spent 4 years getting nowhere and I lost lots of money. Okay, now you're trying to point fingers, right? I lost lots of money in the process. The problem with people that point fingers is that they never improve on anything. Okay, you gotta get to a point in your career and in your personal life where you focus on taking responsibility. It doesn't mean other people may not be at fault, but when your focus is on pointing fingers, you take focus off of improving yourself. And I think Jim Rohn said, don't ask that it's easier, ask that you become better. Something to that effect, right? Ask that you become better. And how do you become better? By focusing on taking responsibility for places where you can improve. And every energy you invest into pointing fingers is energy that you could have invested in focusing on places where you can take responsibility and improve on. So if that sounds kumbaya, so be it. But that's what you need to do because there's only so much energy and time that you have. So you need to invest all of your energy into where you can take responsibility and improve. So by you saying you spent 4 years, you got nowhere, you lost lots of money in the process, that's essentially you pointing fingers at a business model when you could have said, you know what, Ola, you're right. I mean, hopefully you say that after this video. Maybe I could have focused on marketing and learning how to produce myself. Because in the first place, think about it logically. How can you show other people how to do something you don't know how to do, right? So even if your team members woke up and they're willing to learn, did you have the skills that you can teach them, or are you just solely dependent on the system that the founders and the company provide and put in place? Typically, that's usually not enough. It's just like kind of like in relationships. Love is cool and all, but it's not enough. You need skills to maintain a relationship. You need skills beyond just you love somebody. That's real life. That's wisdom, right? It's the same thing in marketing. Just because you love something or you love the founders or doesn't mean you're gonna win. Just because you're passionate about a product doesn't mean you're gonna win. Now it's time to put some energy into learning some skill set, okay? And you're not gonna leave room for yourself to learn that skill set if you're busy pointing fingers. So 4 years is actually nothing. If you spend 4 years and you got nowhere and you lost lots of money, that's nothing. I know people that have spent 10 years or that spent 15 years and they didn't make anything significant, and there are other benefits that MLM brings to the table, and that's what I'm gonna share with you. So as far as why MLM is good, I think it's a business model and a viable business model if you understand that your personal production is always key, okay? It's the key to everything else getting motivated to the point where 80% of your income will come from other people's efforts. Other people's efforts will not kick in unless you become skillful yourself. That's something I want you to pay attention to, okay? So he goes, so I lost money in the process. Would you agree that top-tier affiliate model is better than traditional MLM? I'm curious on your take. Thanks. Now, here's the thing. I don't agree with you all the way, okay? For me personally, I prefer top tier, okay, than traditional MLM, than knocking on doors, than inviting my family and friends, than stalking my family and friends at reunions, than that model, okay? I prefer top tier model where you learn actual internet marketing, actual digital marketing, actual affiliate marketing, right? You learn the skills of producing yourself, you learn the skills of marketing by yourself online, marketing a brand, marketing your brand, right? You learn the skills and you put that to work, and people, members of your team that will catch fire. It's a numbers game. I typically expect that only 1 out of 100 of my team members will catch fire. You could say it's because of the way I've chosen to build the business. It's possible, okay? But I chose not to worry about that. I just worry about things I can control, which is my own personal skills, my desire to win, regardless if a team member wants to win or not. And if a team member wins, which I have tons of them that are winning right now, that's congratulations to them. And yes, it puts a lot more money in my pocket too. Like 80% of my income, more than 80%, 90% of my income comes from not my personal production, but that's because I focused on my personal production at most of the time. Okay, so I wouldn't necessarily agree with you that it's better. I would think it's better for me. What's better for everyone varies from people to people. Some people are really, really people per people, right? Some people call themselves, I'm a people person, right? And they don't mind going to the reunions, their family reunions, talk family and friends. If that's what they prefer doing, or knocking on doors, or calling a belly to belly. By the way, that's not belly to belly anymore. Belly to belly is this phone that I'm using to record right now. That's me belly to belly talking to you, okay? But the old school traditional belly to belly, they prefer it because they think it's more effective. Again, that's just thinking and that's people's opinion. Bottom line is that you're a marketer and you deserve to learn how to market properly. And if you don't do that, you will continue to point fingers at MLM and think it's MLM's fault, or you think it's the founder's fault, you think it's your upline fault. And when you continue to focus on that's energy that you could have focused on where can I improve myself, okay? So on top of that, so I think MLM is okay. I personally don't prefer it over top tier. I prefer top tier, but I'll tell you the best thing that I got out of MLM, okay? Being involved in MLM is the personal development training, okay? The self-help development training, the personal development training that they dish out in the MLM industry is, you can't compare any other professional industry to it, okay? It's just too much, and everything and all the success that I've built up till today, I will continue to give that credit to the MLM business model. That's one thing that you cannot take away from the traditional MLM or network marketing profession. The personal development training that comes with that industry, if that's all you got out of it, it's absolutely worth every dime that you think you lost trying to build an MLM. So that's what I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you like it. Now, if you want to learn marketing and you want to learn how to do marketing properly, just go through the link on the screen, olatux.com/mastermind. That's olatux.com/mastermind. Go there and reserve a seat. Download the free PDF report that I have for you there. It'll help you with honing your skills when it comes to marketing, so you can stop complaining and pointing fingers at everything else. And subscribe if you like this video. You want to get more videos like this. You want to be subscribed to the channel. Share your thoughts and your questions below in the comment area if you have any questions. And give me a thumbs up. Like it or you don't like it, give me a thumbs up anyway. Okay. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I will see you on the next one. And peace.